our veteran of the game tonight is Brian Flanagan. Brian is a senior guard for us. It's a pretty literal veteran of the game because he's the only actual veteran that we have coming back this year. He's the only letter winner from our team last year, and he's a starter for us. He's a guy that you can never question his effort. You can never question his intentions. He's a great kid. He's a great student in the classroom, and we're happy to have him at North Ridgeville.
Coach, you've made a couple of references last Saturday on the wrap-up, tonight during our pregame interview. This is a young basketball team, so I'm sure, Brian, with that veteran presence, as you just mentioned, that's a young man that you really rely on, not only on the floor, but probably off the floor as well.
Yeah, you know, Wednesday during practice after a tough loss at Berea Mid Park, he came out and he made sure that we were practicing as hard as we could, and he pushes his teammates to do that. And it's nice to have somebody come back and be a leader and be a role model for those young guys because they desperately need to see what it takes to win basketball games, especially in this conference.
So congratulations goes out to North Ridgeville's Brian Flanagan. He is tonight's Ranger Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veterans Services. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of the second half at North Ridgeville as the Rangers take on the Bulldogs from Olmsted Falls. It's our Colson and Colson cage matchup on AM 930 WEOL on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. And we're online at WEOL.com.